Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. This is your host, Vineet Rajan. A big thank you for all those joining in the No Nonsense podcast about road tripping in India and beyond. Each episode will exclusively dwell deep into destinations on and off the highways, hidden gems, automotive news, road tripping people, and how to road trip smartly. Come, let's mark and embark on a road trip. Episode 5, Driving on Indian Highways. Before we begin, I'd like to make a couple of assumptions here. One, that you're comfortable driving in the city. And two, you know the basic set of rules that you need to follow on Indian roads. There are a lot of things to cover, and I'm going to be very, very brief about all of them so that we can cover most of it in the shortest time possible. So let's begin. Number one, timings. The best time to leave on a road trip is in the morning, more so to avoid the traffic and also because it's safer to drive during the day. A lot of people, to save time, leave the previous night, which is a very unsafe thing to do. That is when all the Volvo buses are on the road. That's when all the trucks are on the road. And people are not very, very fresh at that time of the day. The second thing is about lanes. Most of the Indian national highways have three lanes. The thing is, the leftmost lane is for the slowest traffic. The last lane or the rightmost lane is for only overtaking and not for cruising. The middle lane is where you kind of cruise once you set up on your speed. The other thing we have to kind of look at is why we should not really cruise in the rightmost lane, not just from a legal standpoint, is also because that's where there are most number of stones and you might even find some nails. So for the safety of the tires of the vehicle, it's better to stick to the middle lane. 3. Using blinkers. There are a few things I want to cover here, specifically about using blinkers when you're changing lanes. This is very, very important to kind of notify the person behind you that you are doing such a thing. The second is about hazard lights. A lot of Indians use hazard lights in tunnels when it's raining. It's actually illegal to use hazard lights in a moving car. Think about it. If you were to ever change a lane, the person behind you will never know where you're going because both the side indicators are kind of on. And the final word about blinkers, a lot of drivers think if they put the right indicator on, it is a way for them to give way to the vehicle behind to overtake. This is absolutely nonsensical. There is nothing of that sort. In fact, you're only probably confusing the guy behind you. So if you were to really give way to somebody, put on the left indicator and just give way to the vehicle behind you for them to overtake you. Number 4, about sleep and taking rest. There are a few things you can actually do to avoid falling asleep on the wheel. First and foremost, don't drive at night, which we always mention. The second is using the AC more effectively. So you would have noticed every air conditioner has a recirculation function. If you switch that off, it allows fresher air to come in, which has more oxygen levels compared to the recirculated air. This will help you stay alert on the road. The second thing you can also do is keep the windows open for some time so that the fresh air kind of wakes you up or keeps you fresh. The third thing, and very, very useful on the road, is to chew gum. When you're chewing gum constantly, it really, really helps you stay awake. And of course, then you have the usual vices of nicotine, coffee, tea to help you stay awake on the road. The fifth part that I want to cover is about the dusk and dawn. Now, these are the times when the visibility is actually changing from either bright to dark or from dark to bright, and the pupils are taking time to adjust to this new surrounding. This is when you really need to be very cautious on the highway, and it will need double the amount of concentration that you'd usually put on the road. The sixth aspect about highway driving is speed. While of course goes without saying that you should try and maintain your speed within the permissible limits, you can, however, kind of take a call if you want to really speed up. While this is one, the other things you might want to kind of keep note is increasing your speed slowly when you just start off. So it could have been starting off from home, or you just taken the detour and then hitting the road again. So you should try and speed very slowly instead of just directly zooming off at 100. The second thing you also should kind of keep in mind is about when you're crossing villages and small towns. Usually, you should try and maintain a speed of 50% of what you're doing before so that you have more control on the vehicle. And it's very, very unpredictable in Indian conditions about what people would do crossing roads, there's cattle, and a lot of other variables. As far as vehicles that are parked on the left of the road, or even right in certain cases, very, very funnily, you have to be very careful when you overtake them because they may open the door any point of time. So always maintain some distance between you and them so that you can pass them peacefully without hitting them if they open the door. Seventh, wrong side traffic. Now, this is a very, very big problem in India, especially with villages, especially with places where the diversions have been made. So you'll have traffic from both sides actually coming. You need to be very, very careful in these conditions. And that is one of the reasons why you should not overtake from the left, because you don't know about the wrong side traffic. Secondly, even if you were to overtake from the right, you have to be extremely careful. In fact, it might actually be more prudent not to overtake in these conditions because it's extremely variable when it comes to diversions. 8. Unmarked speed breakers. There are a lot of these speed breakers, and even though the Supreme Court passed a judgment of banning rumbler strips, there are still quite a few of those on Indian highways. In fact, the most infamous one I can recollect is the Agra-Bombay National Highway. 9. Using engine braking. A lot of us use our brakes excessively, which is not good for the car or the brakes at all. In fact, engine braking is one of the simplest techniques for you to keep more control of the car while you're driving, especially when you're negotiating turns. And it also offers the right amount of deceleration for you to really zip through quickly. 10th, going through tunnels. A lot of us, especially when you're going through tunnels, make two very, very big mistakes. One is switching on the hazard lights. Makes absolutely no sense. In fact, you should ideally switch on your headlight when you're going through a tunnel. Secondly, a lot of us also don't remember to remove sunglasses. So watch out for the boards which say that tunnel is around a kilometer or two away so that you can accordingly remove your sunglasses. Number 11. Animals on the road. A lot of us tend to honk excessively when we see buffaloes or cows or other animals on the road. The smarter thing to actually do is to go behind them because there's a higher propensity that they will go forward and not turn back. So that's one thing you should keep in mind. Let them pass. They'll take their time, but it's all right. It's not going to cost you too much. With respect to dogs, it's always good to keep a watch on both sides of the road. Very unpredictable, and they can switch in either directions very quickly. You don't want them to be hitting your car or vice versa. 12. You need to really keep in mind that you have to use all the rear view mirrors properly. So, which means that you need to do quick check on all the sides, left, right. A lot of people overtake from the left. You need to keep a watch of that. Number 13, stopping your vehicle. First of all, try and not stop on expressways at all. They're not meant for stopping. In fact, they'll have designated spots where you can actually stop. Use only those places. Secondly, when you're on ghats, you should never stop on any of the turnings because the other side traffic usually can't see you and it's extremely dangerous for both the vehicles involved. When you have to stop your vehicle on a highway, go to the extreme left. In fact, it's better to be on the gravel a little. Just ensure you're not driving on top of glass or any other thorns or anything that you might see. So this will ensure that your tires don't burst. You need to also watch out for tailgaters ahead of you, which means to say that you should not tailgate, and behind you, so that if you have to brake, the other person should not come and bang into you. So you should try and give enough indication, maybe the left indicator, telling the person behind you that you're about to stop, and then go and stop the vehicle slowly. Also maintain sufficient distance. We spoke about this during our driving convoy technique of 3 seconds. So maintain that even when you're driving alone or riding. The 3 seconds will really, really help you, ensuring that you never tailgate anybody else. Number 14, road rage on the highway. There'll be many instances when people will cut your lane. You might get into a small little speed race of sorts. These are things that are extremely avoidable. In fact, the racing bit is something that a lot of villagers might tend to do with you, especially if you're in a fancy car or a bike. It makes absolutely no sense for you to race with any of those because they have only a very short distance to cover. It's a quick thrill for them or you if you win, but it's really, really not worth it at all. As far as road rage is concerned, again, this is only going to make your trip worse because nobody wins in a road rage. It's only an argument that's going to really mess up your holiday. So it's best to just forgive and move on. and hope for a good drive for yourself. This brings us to an end of this episode about driving on highways in India. Hope I was able to cover everything. If you think I missed out on something that should have been covered, do tweet to us or do comment back on this podcast wherever you're subscribing to it. And we'd be very, very happy to include it on a priority in our next episode. This is just one part of the series of driving in India. There are other episodes that I'll be doing, including driving in the mountains, vehicle checklists, packing checklists, driving in the monsoons, handling breakdowns when you're on a road trip, and safe night driving. Very, very happy to be doing this episode with you, sharing my knowledge. Hope you learned something. Remember, highway driving is not as simple as it seems. Lot of things you have to consider, which you usually wouldn't do when you're driving in the city. Thank you for tuning in on yet another episode of the Mark and Embark podcast, a podcast where we talk about road tripping in India and beyond. This is your host, Vineet Rajan, signing off. See you on the next episode.